crime family. Y'all ever heard of black on black crime? I represent that badly when it comes to her. Listen. When I write rhymes, I throw lifelines. Look. There ain't no reason for sharing if I can't tear into my soul and use my painful past to compose a rose just to give this ulterior 12-year-old girl a shoulder. Somebody really cared about her. And let her know that to get attention, she didn't gotta go jumping in and out of different cars. And maybe then I can encourage her to start getting in and out of bigger books. And then I tell her that what she holds between her thighs is precious enough for her to hold. Until she dies, and that she finds a man that in her eyes is really worth that pride. It ain't no reason for no more open mind reasons. Cause at least one poet will stand up and say something to our brother. We're balling out of control and shake them up enough to make them look. Cause it don't matter if you're blue collar or if you sit in offices because you've been fortunate enough to make it all the way through college. It don't matter if you're making money by packing rocks in your pocket, rapping, playing sports, or watching the stock market. If you black, you get took. Although I stand in front of hundreds of audiences, it still amazes me how many people I startle when I tell them that a black man named John Hanson was the first president of the United States. Not George Washington like our teachers taught us, but when we were supposed to be sitting in classrooms being intentionally brainwashed and every elementary history back those long. I was sitting right in front of my teachers and I was studying the middle passage, memorizing newspaper articles about every black church burned, y'all. I don't expect this from them. They designed this economic and educational systems to keep Negroes dependent like infants, and liberation is never given. Liberation is won. So your colonizers ain't freed you none. It just you get over game of conquering this new capitalistic game to keep you numb. Just like they give you religion and education and mainstream media and empty entertainment to keep you dumb. But that's why I'm here, to cook up the hundreds of years of living that justice and the unredeemed souls of my slaughtered ancestors and to feed you their blood, the blood of brutal warriors that were disemboweled by wicked white men simply because they refused to be broken. The same blood that gushed out of my great-great-great-grandmother's vagina. Every time I'm afraid of my violations of that sacred place, lips are open, cause every moment is over, I need to have to take your mouth so afraid it sickens you. But then you're calling up your violence and insurrection to finally put down the hands that's tricking you. Cause right now in 2003, the United States government still be known to shooting down innocent black men by police and putting us in prisons now to stop exchange business simply because Africans ain't the threat behind bars. The Africans are on the street, but that's why I pimp. Because my brothers in jail cells and calls instead of you can't stop talking. And all the time like J.C. Watson, Chris Douglas, Paris Thomas, the film that's too often. Hip hop won't speak up no more. Why they turn it into nothing but another black exploitation genre? But even when it looks hopeless, ain't no root hope. It's just focus and pure horror. Motivated by revenge for every one of my forefathers martyred. Whether they were shot in their backs like Medgar Evers, lynched to dropped in the water. And I promote violence. So I took you from that revolution and do it. I don't give a fuck if the truth don't suit the beat.